From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. You can go to WGXC.org to find these stories and more. The Daily Freeman reports that unemployment fell in Greene County from a year ago. It rose slightly in Columbia County, which continued to have the lowest unemployment rate in the state, according to State Department of Labor statistics released November 22nd. Greene County had an unemployment rate of 4.6% last month, down from 4.8% in October 2015. Columbia County's rate was 3.5%, up from 3.4% a year ago. Ulster County was at 4.2%, from 4.3%, and Delaware County was unchanged at 4.8%. Statewide, unemployment was at 5%, up from 4.7%. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that Volusia Village Mayor Diane Argyle will appoint Larry Ellaby to the Board of Trustees in January, replacing Philip Bickerton after he was elected to the Kinderhook Town Board November 8th. Under the law, Bickerton cannot hold both seats. Ellaby lives in Holly Hills and is recently retired. He's now working as a substitute teacher in the Ichabod Crane and Chatham school districts. At the November 15th town board meeting, Rustin Dolan was also added to the village planning board. Dolan is an assistant chief in the Volusia Fire Department. The next Volusia Village meeting is at 7 p.m. December 13th at the Martin H. Glynn Municipal Building. Read that full story in the Columbia paper. Sarah Stadola in the New York Times gives the town of Catskill the next big thing treatment, mentioning the real estate speculation there and featuring the Magpie Bookstore, New York Restaurant, Catskill Mill, House of Tukey, the General Store of Catskill, and other shops. Stadola writes, quote, "A new energy has taken hold in this small town of 4,000 set in the Hudson Valley, where Catskill Creek meets the Hudson River," end quote, and gives the credit to Etsy founder Rob Kalin, who started Catskill Mill in 2013. Jeff Friedman, president of the Chamber of Commerce, says of the recent development in Catskill, quote, "This has been more sustained, and it's been fueled by more public-private partnerships," end quote. Read the full story in the New York Times. The Daily Freeman has closings for the Thanksgiving holiday. Amtrak will run on a modified schedule both days. Banks are closed Thursday and open Friday. Columbia County offices are closed both days. Dutchess County offices are closed Thursday and open Friday. Federal offices are closed Thursday and open Friday. Financial markets are closed Thursday and open until 1 p.m. on Friday. Greene County offices are closed Thursday but open Friday. Greene County Transit will not provide service either day. There will be no mail delivery on Thursday, but things will get back to the usual on Friday. Metro North is running on a Saturday schedule with extra trains both days. Schools are closed both days. State offices are closed Thursday and open Friday. Trailways will run on a holiday schedule both days. This has been the WGXC News Update. Please visit wgxc.org/newsroom to find these stories, weather, public meetings, and more.